Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And Larry, you're on your phone down south. I hope you're still there.
I'm still here, Stuart.
Where do we start? Let's start with this thing from Al Cuppet, I guess, and it's his brother Bob, and I guess he forwarded it to Al. Let's start with that one because, folks, we're headed for big-time trouble unlike anything probably anybody's ever seen before in the United States. The far left, the communist insurgency, is not going to stop at anything. It's now or never. They got to go for broke. And we'll just have to watch and see how that works. You might go back into the history books and remember Hitler and how he took out the communists first before he, shall we say, expanded the list of domestic enemies. Anyway, this is rather interesting. The aftermath of the 2020 presidential election cycle, both frightening and disgusting. There was war in the streets because the presidential election cycle didn't go the way it was supposed to, according to the cabal, Illuminati, elitist, shadow government agenda. And all that was invested in their planned outcome. They had money by the billions being poured into this thing, thus delaying and thwarting their national lockdown of all those who have, are, or shall oppose them. In other words, a delay. One, they went stark ravening mad with a mindless destruction, looting, burning, savaging the cities and suburbs of America. In order to restore order, there was a literal war in the streets. That sounds like martial law to me. Please pray for direct divine intervention. Number two, yesterday, the father spoke about the hatred against Israel and Christians, especially the American embassy, because it was moved to Jerusalem. The plan is, when the next war against Israel or another opportune moment in time, the plan is to spoil and ruin the Jordan River so that Christians can no longer safely be baptized in Jordan, thus making a declaration of their Christian faith and obedience to the gospel to receive water baptism openly in the Middle East, and especially in Israel, disrupting one of Israel's tourist-drawing interests. The hatred against Israel and Christians is reaching a tipping point and will thrust the Middle East into a very deadly and toxic political correctness philosophies that may precipitate another Middle East war against Israel. That would have to be Isaiah 18, probably. Drawing in Iran and Iran's worldwide Islamic and international alliances against Christianity, America, and the nation of Israel. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Yeah, I think that could be rather accurate. And I was doing a study, I was trying to tell you before the show started, but it caught us off guard. I had reread Isaiah 45 again, and and that, of course, is about how God had chose Cyrus to come in to do a work in Babylon. And and what's so interesting, though, Stuart, I questioned, and the reason I reread it was I was questioning what comes next, because it looks like we're at a tipping point about what comes next. And yes. Ironically, if you begin to read in Isaiah 46, it talks about how Cyrus has set up Babylon to bring down the basic Babylonian leadership and the idols and everything that Babylon held dear, how he literally set it up to be destroyed from basically inside.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, if the Lord's hand is still on Trump and he has not been compromised enough so he's not going to do what the Lord says, then he will win, and he'll win by a landslide, because the Lord is not done with Trump yet. And remember, I believe Cyrus was judgment also against Babylon, as well as favoring Israel, which would mean Trump has more to do, and it must be tied directly to the third temple, which is why all these coins are showing Trump, Cyrus, and the temple. I mean, it's got to be a reason why the Sanhedrin is issuing all of these coins. Maybe they know something we don't. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, Stuart. And by the way, we all know that if suddenly Obama or Biden or Hillary or Kamala Harris or Pelosi, any of them get into control of the U.S. by any means, it will bode not well with Israel. In other words, Israel, matter of fact, they'll probably go backwards instead of forwards. So it's very, very telling. We're at a really, really critical time.
Yeah. Getting back to Kuppert and madness in the streets, here's a headline. Plan for the worst. Law enforcement authorities all over America are bracing for a massive election riots. The fact that law enforcement officers across the nation are expecting widespread violence following the election should chill every American to the core. As I keep repeating over and over, violence is not going to solve anything. But much of the population is not listening to voices such as mine anymore. As you see below, authorities have decided to plan for the worst because everyone can see what is potentially coming. That sounds very much like what we just read from Brother Bob and Al Kuppert. What do you
think?
It
does, I mean, yeah, it does sound very much like that. And by the way, the last few days I've been getting some intel reports that are indicating that a lot of the major cities, especially the Democratic-run cities, are so lean now. In other words, leaned down or weeded out, where so many police have gave up and either retired early or just quit their jobs and moved on or just went home to their families, that if there's an uprising by a lot of the rioters about the time of this election, most cities are not going to have a strong enough police force to stop it.
Yeah, and excuse me. I would point out to everyone, notice what Brother Bob said in the prophecy, not just the core city, the suburbs. And they already said they were going to go out into the suburbs and burn and loot and rape and riot, I'm sure, and steal. In fact, people are getting targeted. I was reading an article where if you voted for Trump or you have a Trump sign, that they are coming out and telling you they're going to burn your house down. Now, I don't know whether people are smart enough to get armed, but this could easily result in a major civil war, which, of course, again, this is what the Illuminati wanted. They want a civil war so that they can declare martial law. And once that's gone, your Constitution, your Bill of Rights is over. Well, it's already over because of COVID-19. Nobody rose up to stop this madness of COVID-19, and it's still going on. And it is madness. Anyway, thing that you reminded me of, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, this is Hal Kuppert. no.
Turner.
This is
Turner.
Hal Turner. I'm sorry. Intel arrests before election. Democrats already know, talking about replacement candidate. So if you want to find out what Hal's Turner's talking about, you would go on his show. It starts, I believe, at 8 o'clock. Well, I mean, we've heard all this before. Hillary's going to prison. Hillary's going to do this. Hillary's going to go that. And we're going to arrest Biden. We're going to arrest Hunter. We're going to arrest all these people. And it never does happen. And by the way, Bob Barr, or Mr. Barr, the Attorney General, he's deep state. They're not doing anything. You know, they just filed a antitrust. How come that wasn't filed years ago? Well, because they need Google. They need Facebook. They need all this to administer the mark of the beast and all of that and track everybody. That's why your 5G towers are going up all over America. And it's a big, how do I word this? It's a scam. That's what it is. Anyway, what you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, I was thinking, matter of fact, something that came up was really interesting about what we're talking about, and we do know that Biden appears to be in somewhat in hiding at the present time and really not answering any questions, but there's a really interesting terminology with a Fox News report, and I told you about that earlier, Back to the Future. Now, we know that... you know, you and I have talked about that show, and it's a time travel show, and it's where you go back in time and you change things or alternate situations. And anyway, here's the headline. It says, Back to the Future, exclusive release, Joe Biden to undo all Trump immigration measures, return to Obama policy, says report. So, you know, Stuart, it seems like, and of course we're in a very confusing timeline, by the way, and that's entirely possible also because of what I talked about years ago of going from the law to grace and the mixture or the overlap that occurs. I believe we're in the overlap now, Stuart, of grace and into the millennium. And it's very confusing. And what's interesting, we said with Trump, the minute Trump stepped in, the timeline somewhat changed. It bifurcated. It split. And it seems like now their goal may be to try to go back to the old timeline, in other words, the Hillary regime or something like that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. This is a communist infiltration. Well, actually, it's the fourth beast of Daniel. The United Nations is behind it all. China is behind the United Nations. That's why China has infiltrated just about everywhere in America, which we're now finding out. Yeah, they're not going to stop. And then we have Dana Coverstone's latest, where he says that they claim, anyway, that Biden is dead. He's in a coffin, but nobody will let anybody look at his body to make sure he's there. So it almost looks like a deep state or whatever has done something that's a scam operation like COVID. It's a scam. It's not that COVID isn't real. It's not that it's not dangerous. What the scam part is, they're using it to bring in a global tyrannical government. That's what they're using it for. People are beginning to wake up. Hence, you're getting all these, like, Fauci. Oh, you got to sacrifice Thanksgiving. Or, boy, you're just going to be in terrible shape. You know, it's all torture. Don't go see your family. Don't eat together. Don't do this. Don't do that. Well, Fauci's nothing but a Nazi, a fascist member and trying to do what he's told to do. And anyway, I don't know. Larry, the whole thing, they're making it very confusing. I think it's deliberate. Like, who said, well, masks don't work? Then they come out and say, well, masks do work. Then they said, well,
social distancing works. Well, then they come out and say, well, 6 feet, not enough. Then they come back and they say, well, social distancing didn't seem to work at all. And now we know that like 70-80% of the people who wore masks also got COVID. So masks don't work, which is something the scientists have told you right along. And now the WHO came out and said, well, everybody should be isolated. Everybody needs to be isolated. So these people are not going to stop. They're going to continue to do this. And the American people, I believe firmly, are going to bow down and kiss the boots of people like Fauci. They're not going to resist. They're not going to do anything. And I don't know, Larry. What do you think? That's just what I see. And I know Celeste said the same thing. They weren't going to resist at all.
Well, what's interesting too, Stuart, and you and I have heard some of the same data coming out of the last few days of people that have been taking some of these coronavirus vaccine experimentation have died. And now we're hearing suddenly reports from South Korea of them that are being vaccinated for the flu are dying.
Yeah. I don't know why people put up with this. You would think they'd be able to think, look, you got a pharmaceutical industry. You have a vaccination industry that's making billions, if not trillions of dollars, lying to the public. There was a guy that wrote a book, Death in the Air, and then he wrote another one about vaccines, and he actually had emails from within these pharmaceutical and these vaccination people admitting that they don't work and whatnot. So I guess people just have to figure it out the hard way. It's just like salvation. They're going to figure this out the hard way. And they don't want to do that. Anyway, here's another headline, Larry. Explosive update. CIA whistleblower exposes Biden's alleged role with the death of SEAL Team 6. Claims to have the documented proof. Are they going to do anything about this? It seems to me that Barr and what's-his-name on the FBI, they're all, I wouldn't trust any of them with a 10-foot pole.
You probably actually, Stuart, need to get a longer pole.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? Are they going to do anything?
Well, I've seen direct orders issued by the President of the United States, Donald Trump, spoken across the media demanding Barr and Durham move now, and also demanding that the information be released of all of the Ukraine-Biden connections and Romania and the international cabal, if you will, and the stuff about Hillary and Benghazi and Libya and, you know, the whole monster cabal system that we've been under for, you know, like 8 years of Obama. And even though he issues those orders and he's directly speaking to William Barr, you hear nothing on the other side.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the military. They ask the military to do something and they just give him the finger and they come right out in the public. Oh, we're not going to do that. So what you got is an out-of-control government. I guess if I was President of the United States and I asked a chief of staff to do something, he wouldn't. I'd fire him instantly.
What's an interesting thought, though, is Dana Coverstone also covered the part about there was going to be justice and a discovery of some kind of
yes.
Information explosion. And I was thinking, about Hal Cuppet and Brother Bob and all of this other data, could it possibly be that this revolution that they've started and they plan on using during the election and after the election, that somehow it goes completely out of control and causes all of this dishonest, corrupt government to begin to collapse?
Yes, it could be, because remember the Lord says, I'm going to work a work in your days. You wouldn't believe it even if I told you. And
Yeah, he has to expose all of this corruption, because then the American people and basically the people of the world have no excuse whatsoever. I've often said we have a tendency to look at people like Obama and all these other people that are so corrupt. But it's the American people, in our case, who live under the Constitution and a Bill of Rights, theoretically anyway, have the right to rise up and say enough is enough, and we're putting a stop to it. They aren't doing it. So therefore, God holds them accountable even more than the leaders who are doing all this stuff. So, but the Lord did say, I'm going to expose it all. So maybe this is what we're going to watch. I mean, this is getting fascinating to me, that all of this stuff is now just coming out just before the election. And anybody that has watched Biden, the guy is not well. Let's word it that way. He's not well. He has no business even running for president. So what's the plan? Put Harris in place. Or Pelosi in place. That may backfire on them big time. I don't think the American people are going to realize what's really going on until it's too late, though. That's just my take. I think it's too late already. What do you think?
Well, the next few days are going to be interesting, because Alex Jones came out today with an emergency alert saying he's got information now from insiders that they're going to bring down the internet just days before the election. And so that kind of dovetails, Stuart, into information from Stan Deo and Hal Turner. And, well, you can name a number of people, Mike Adams. I mean, we've got multiple reports that there is a plan to bring down the grid, or, if you will, communications, or the internet, or electricity. So, I would tell people, Stuart, you know, don't just sit back and wait. Prepare for all of these contingencies and do the best you can to get ready. And if nothing happens and nothing goes down, well, that's just wonderful. But if it does and you're not even ready at all, what are you and your family going to do in that time?
Yeah, exactly. Better to be prepared and not have to use it than to have to use it and not have it. And I don't know why people can't figure that one out, but evidently they can't, or they just don't believe it. I'm finding so much unbelief, even among the Christian people. There's just so much unbelief, and they evidently can't open their minds. They can't open their hearts to, you talk about a UFO to a Christian, they roll their eyes and think, well, you're nuts. I've even gotten some email, oh boy, you're really out there. Friends, no. UFOs are real. Fallen angels are real. And they're posing as aliens from other planets. It's real. And all of this is real. But I don't know, Larry. I guess you write it off to apostasy? That we're in the middle of the worst apostasy ever.
Well, at the same time, Stuart, I was privy to a emergency broadcast by Steve Quayle just before his conference, and if
yes.
What he says is true about a lot of the things that's being prepared, boy, we're in tough shape as a nation.
Yeah, we can get into it Friday in length, but basically he's into these the Cascades and the volcanoes going off. And by the way, folks, Iceland, that big volcano, I can't pronounce the name of it, that's there. I think that's the one that went off once before and stopped all air traffic in Europe for a long time. If you go into the Book of Enoch, or you read carefully in the Bible, volcanism appears to be one of the main problems that humanity faces. Here's another headline, Larry. What's Putin planning? Russia sends warships and jets to the Arctic for a top-secret military operation. Russia has deployed warships, fighter jets to the Arctic for explosive military drills, causing anxiety among Western military observers. He's sending Russian Tu-95 strategic bombers for flights over the Arctic and the Far East. And what is going on there, do you think? Have they got a secret base up there that we don't know anything about for an attack?
Well,
we already know
they got bases that are not even secret, but they probably got secret ones too in the Arctic. And Alaska's under the guns almost every day for intrusion by planes from Russia. And this comes at the same time, Stuart, that we are hearing that Xi has warned millions of Chinese that live across the Strait of Taiwan from Taiwan to prep for war and get their houses ready because China's going to war. And
they're
going to
take Taiwan.
Yeah, and at the same time, I posted on my blog the other day, I don't know if you saw it, where they've already armed some of their bombers with these hypersonic missiles, and they've got more of them right across the Taiwan Strait aimed at Taiwan, and the bombers carry the hypersonic missiles that they can employ to sink carrier groups. So, Stuart, it looks like that we may get hit from all directions, and at the same time, I can't vet it, but South Korea individuals and some intel there that's unconfirmed are reporting that a North Korean general has taken power in North Korea, and he works under China, and that Kim Jong-un's out. And you saw the video. I'll let you see it. All of this is happening at the very same time frame.
Yep. Everything's coming together. Here's another headline to prove it. First test of new immunity passports will take place today. Remember how they said, well, you know, you're going to have to take a test and you're going to have to show that you're immune to this COVID-19. And you're going to have a certificate for that to happen and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, this is we won't get into it tonight, but that's the mark of the beast. There's no question in my mind about that at all. They're coming in. They're throwing a curveball. China orders millions along the coastline. You just brought that up. Near Taiwan, folks, we are so close to the whole world breaking apart. And people like Coverstone and Al Kuppert and the rest of these guys have been warning now for a long, long time. Get yourself ready. Brace yourself, I guess. Any final word there, Larry?
Yeah.
We've got a little time left.
Yeah, I was just going to mention in Steve Quayle's emergency broadcast the other day, he indicated that that FEMA camps are already activated and that FEMA basically is completely in charge across the country and that the U.S. Main generals have been moved, and it's not because of COVID-19 as reported. It's continuity of government is now in effect, and so none of these things are the American people being aware of.
Yeah, well, you remember that I saw it on TV when Trump gave power over to FEMA, and FEMA took over. We are really under martial law right now. It's just that they have to be very careful because there could be a major revolution if they move too fast, so they have to condition everybody to it. And this is COVID-19 is a conditioning agent. Well, you know, what was your complaint? You willingly stayed home, and you willingly locked yourself down. It doesn't matter if the whole thing was a fake. These medical people have stolen power, and nobody in the general population ever gave these people that kind of power. But they took it anyway. It's in the rules. It's kind of like the FEMA executive orders. They were passed in secret. The American people would vote down on that right away. They're illegitimate, is what they are. And they're a total violation of the Constitution, Bill of Rights. So it doesn't matter. America goes down. That's the prophecy. We go under the United Nations. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Friday we'll get into this a whole lot more. Should have had more time tonight. Goes by so fast. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone. Heads up.